Welcome back. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. Again, thanks to folks from Fort Riley for coming in, Anti-Terrorism Officer Pat Birch, and just more recently, Fort Riley Museum's Director, Dr. Bob Smith. If you missed any of that a little bit later today, you can go on our website at newsradiokman.com, click on the On Demand tab, drop down to In Focus, and you can catch up on today's In Focus, yesterday's, as long as we've been archiving them. You can get caught up on all that content. Right now, I'm going to play an interview I recorded yesterday afternoon with Matt Droege. He's the Executive Director of Communications for USD 475 Gary County Schools. They start next week, like everybody else. They start Monday. Here's that interview with Matt. So school's starting Monday, right, already. Can you believe it,
yeah.
Actually?
Yeah, we're absolutely excited to start the new school year. First day of classes for most students is going to be on Monday the 13th.
Isn't it crazy? I had some folks on In Focus yesterday morning, actually. Kevin Logan with Rock Creek School District. He's a superintendent there. And it just, I don't know, I can kind of believe that we're ready for school again. But a part of me is like, wait, didn't we just like have graduation and all that?
Yeah, that was one of the... A lot of your listeners will know that I came from the Riley County Police Department. So coming to a school district, my preconceived notion of how the school year would go, you think, great, you have all these summers. We're going to have all this time to get caught up and plan for the following year. But the summer does go by very fast. My department, the marketing department here, we like it when school's in session because there's more events to go to. There's always something going on in Gary County Schools. So We're looking forward to the start of school this year.
All right, and what's kind of the big stories going into this year for 475?
As most people will know, we passed a bond election this last year, and we are in the process of we're in the design phase actually for the new Junction City High School. So that'll continue on this year. This first semester, we're tentatively looking at a ceremonial groundbreaking for the new high school. And then finishing out the planning process for that. So that's an incredibly exciting thing, not just for the school district, but for the community at large.
And if you just want to remind us a little bit about just some of the numbers associated with the bond.
Yeah, so the bond was for $105 million. When we started the campaign, we promised the community that this wouldn't directly impact the mill levy, and it won't due to a funding formula that includes heavy impact aid, state match for that bond, and then money that that we have set aside to pay the bond in interest. So $105 million high school. And because of that high school, there isn't a raise in the mill levy. So that's a pretty exciting situation to find yourself in.
If you can just remind us a little bit on the timeline for that as far as construction. I know you mentioned groundbreaking should happen. I assume maybe this fall semester is what you're looking at?
Yeah, it'll probably be a ceremonial groundbreaking. It won't be the official beginning of construction, just at the time of year that it'll take place. As far as the actual timeline, I don't know that off the top of my head, but I do know that we are on track with what's projected, and we put the updates for the new high school on connected.usd475.org. That's our district news website, and there's a section for the new Junction City High School. For those people that are interested in getting regular updates about the progress of the project, they can get that information there.
And what was that projection again?
You know, I want to say 2021, but I'm not 100% sure. It'll depend on construction and if construction stays on track. We wouldn't want to open a school in the middle of the school year because we've got to move some things over. And if you do that during the middle of the year, it creates some challenges. So in a perfect world, our goal would be to open at the beginning of the year. So depending on if construction stays on track and things keep going the way they're going, we should have a better idea of when that school will open as we get further into the design and construction.
All righty. And I guess some other things you maybe want to highlight for this school year.
Yeah, we have some big changes in Gary County Schools. Earlier this past year, our superintendent announced that he'd be retiring at the end of his contract. And then the Board of Education began the search for a superintendent. So we're going through that process now. There are surveys on USD475.org for community members to participate in that search process by taking two surveys. Those two surveys help the district understand what the community expects out of a superintendent, and then also kind of gives us a picture of the overall health of the district from the public's perspective. So we encourage all Gary County schools community members to participate in those two surveys at www.usd475.org.
Here with Matthew Droege, the Executive Director of Communication Services for Gary County, USD 475, and school's about to start, I think, Monday, right? Monday's the first day of school for you guys?
Yeah. Most students will start on Monday, August 13th. The school start and dismissal times for the first day of school can be found at usd475.org. In the schools tab, there's a start and dismiss time there. There are some students at the middle school that will begin on the 14th, but most everyone else will start on the 13th.
And I'll ask you the same thing I asked Kevin yesterday morning. Just any tips you have for parents getting ready for that, you know, first week, first day of school? Any tips for them on how to get through it?
Remember that it is an exciting time, so cherish that first day. Take those first day pictures. Have a good time with it, so you can send your kids excited as they go to the first day of school. I know our staff is certainly excited to see them returning, so we hope they're excited to return as well. Some housekeeping things. We always encourage parents to make sure their contact information is up to date in our student information system. That's how we send out mass notifications and information about events and programs in Gary County Schools. And then the district has a mobile app that we encourage everyone to download on either Android or iPhone. And then our website and our Connected News website are great resources for events and programs in Gary County Schools.
And remind me, is this year two or three for you on the job at USD 475?
This will be my second school year in Gary County Schools, and I'm absolutely loving it. It's a great place to work. I'm a graduate of MHS, so I guess if you would have asked me my senior year of high school if I would be working essentially for Junction City High School and that district, I think I would have laughed at you, but I couldn't imagine working anywhere else. It's absolutely a great place to come every day.
All right. Anything else before I let you go?
No, thank you very much.
And thanks again to Matt Droege, the Executive Director of Communications for USD 475 Gary County Schools. Thanks again to him for taking time to talk with us yesterday afternoon. Again, if you missed any of this edition of In Focus, had a lot of great guests. Again, Fort Riley Anti-Terrorism Officer Pat Birch, also Fort Riley Museum's Director Dr. Bob Smith was in studio with us this morning. All that will be on demand just a little bit later, either this morning or early afternoon. Just go to newsradiokman.com, click on the On Demand tab. That'll give you a little drop-down menu. You just hit In Focus. It's also the same for our afternoon programming as well with the game. If you missed any of the game from yesterday, you can go back and check that out as well. Looking ahead, just again, talk about some things for tomorrow. We will have Congressman Roger Marshall will be able to drop in at some point, either 7 or 7:30 during the morning show to talk with us a little bit as he's in town in Manhattan tomorrow. And also just looking ahead at In Focus for tomorrow, we'll have some folks from Thrive, which you probably heard a lot about it recently because one of our community champions is a part of Thrive. We'll have board member Sarah Hancock and Thrive co-president Lane Johannes will be in studio with us to talk about that organization and all the things we're doing. Looking ahead to Monday, we'll have somebody from KSU Bet Med to talk about some things there. So if you missed any of this, again, check it out on demand. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.
It's a short work week for you.
I like it. It's been pretty nice.
Yeah. For me too, I guess. I won't be here tomorrow. Mitch is on the other side.
That's right. Safe travels to you.
Just hope to return home safe and sound.
There you go.
That's it. Brady, thanks. Good work this morning, sir. Moving up on 10 a.m., Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh. The Dan Patrick Show and the game this afternoon. We got Kansas City Chiefs preseason football tonight at 6. You're speaking of Thrive. Congrats again to our latest community champion, Jamie Morris Hardiman. She's the executive director of Thrive, our community champion. Well deserved.
They're your neighbors, your volunteers, your coaches. This is their home, too. Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered. KMAN